Hello.
Hi, everyone. We're back.
Oh, this is Maddie.
And this is Sabrina.
And this is
Pickled Beets.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
That's right.
Woo!
We have a fun little themed episode for you today.
Yay!
It's, drumroll please, Valentine's Day theme.
Little on the nose.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I love being on the
Me
nose
too.
Nowadays.
I also love being on the nose.
These were low-key not hard to pick out because...
Believe it or not, there are a lot of songs about love. Get this.
We have the playlist going on shuffle, so we don't know.
I know.
It's a surprise.
I'm working
for us
hard
too.
To fill it in. It's like stressing me out. Okay, it'll be fine.
Okay.
That, by the way, was My Funny Valentine, the jazz classic. Performed by the Ahmad Jamal Trio.
It's lovely.
Great song.
Well, I'm excited to be surprised by the order of these
Me
songs.
Me as well. I think it's a good little mix.
Yeah, I agree.
Most of them are love songs except like one that I put on there. But we'll discuss it
later.
Is
that the Talking Heads song?
No, actually.
Oh.
Well, spoiler.
Well, okay. Anyways,
that was a good song.
I don't really have anything else to say, but thank you for everyone who's tuning in because
yeah.
I know my mom is tuned in, my sister's tuned in, and Jacob is
Shout
tuned in.
Shout out. I don't know if or which of my family members are tuned in, but I'm assuming maybe they are. Hey.
Hey, Maddie's family members.
Hey. I think Noah DeYoung is maybe turned
Noah's
tuning in.
Noah's tuned in. Crazy.
That's crazy.
Anyways, thank you for the big turnout. Apparently, there's 37
Let's
people.
Let's refresh it and see if that's still true.
After
we came on air. Oh, 40?
40? Hi,
no.
Everyone.
We're reaching
you're
a
driving,
big audience.
If you're driving.
All right, we actually do have good
let,
tunes.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah, we do. Let these songs, like, spark warmth in you.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day next week, everyone. And happy Ash Wednesday. I believe it's the same day,
oh.
If I'm not mistaken.
Ash Wednesday.
Yeah.
Anyway. I knew that. My mom knows I knew that.
I can see what's coming next, so I know. But it's Our House by Crosby, Stills,
oh.
Nash & Young. Here it is.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long. For me, only for me. Come to me now. La 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 la
so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you. Flowers in the vase that you bought today.
That's a hit.
Hi. Those were both my picks. That
those
just
were both
came
your
out.
Picks.
That was Our House by Crosby, Nash, and
Still and Nash.
And Young.
Neil Young was there at the time.
And we were talking just about other covers recently. There's a Joni Mitchell version of that on
the
Spotify
demo.
That's really
so good.
I
feel like she's been really in the news recently because of the the Grammys performance.
Yes. People are like, wow, her first time
old.
On the Grammy stage.
I love her. I almost put a Joni Mitchell song on here, but then I was like, I always do that. Like,
and then the other one was obviously the great Bee Gees. What is the name of the song?
To Love Somebody.
To Love Somebody. Sorry. My mind went blank for a second. And it made me think about the time when my sister and I watched this movie, Y Tu Mamá También, and there's a cover of this song in the movie. And it's only on Spotify, only on like SoundCloud or something. And we'd listen to it on the way to school a lot. And so, yeah, Sophia, I know you remember that.
Shout out. Honestly, Valentine's Day, all kinds of love.
All kinds
sibling
of love.
Sibling love, too.
Yes. So yeah, that's a that's I like beautiful. That song.
Cute.
Yeah.
Okay. My next pick, this is one of mine, is the Talking Heads song that we sneak peeked earlier. This must be the place, but I picked the live version just to mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
Like that guy told us to all those years ago.
Oh my god. He was like, make it
pick something underground.
A deep cut.
But like, I don't know, I saw something somewhere one time that was like Talking Heads like never really made like a love song except for this one, and it's like even still a little bit like weird but still earnest.
Yeah.
Like, true.
I agree.
This must be the place.
Aww. Makes me think of Temple Bar. They had that in like neon writing. This must be the place.
Really?
And I kept looking at it in Ireland during St. Patrick's Day, and I was like, this must be the place.
This must be the place.
Because I feel so weird.
I'm here.
Anyways, yeah.
That's funny. I don't
almost
that.
Almost a year.
Literally.
Ago. Crazy.
Wow.
Ella, okay. If you're tuned in.
Shout out Ella.
But I don't know that you are, so okay.
Let's hit it.
Thank you. You didn't see my Valentine. I sent it via pantomime. While you were watching someone else, I stared at you and cut myself. It's all I'll do, 'cause I'm not free. Fugitive too dull to flee. I'm amorous but out of reach. It's still life drawing of a peach. I'm a tulip in a cup. I stand no chance of growing up. I've made my peace, I'm dead, I'm done. I watch you live to have my fun. I root for you. I love you. You, 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 you. I root for you. I love you. You, 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 you. I made it to a dinner date. My teardrop seasoned every plate. I tried to dance but lost my nerve. I cramped up in the learning curve. I'm a tulip in a cup. Stand no chance of growing up. I'm resigned to sail on through. In the wake of tales of you, I root for you. I love you. You, 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 you.
Okay, Fiona Apple.
Two of yours.
That was two of mine. That was the one that was like, that is not a love song. She's like emo in there. But it's called Valentine.
It's called Valentine.
Sorry, that's why I picked it. It's a good song, though. I think that plays in like an episode of Girls.
Oh, which, it like, would.
That was Valentine by Fiona Apple from her album The Idler Wheel is Wiser Than the Driver of the Screw, and Whipping Cords Will Serve You More Than Ropes Will Ever Do.
Oh.
Is the full title.
I didn't know that.
Women's music. Women in music.
Speaking of women, big night at the Grammys for
women
in
music.
Music.
Yes.
Apparently, like, that was unprecedented how many women won.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah.
But I feel like I did hear a lot about
I feel like
women.
Who was a guy who won? I don't know.
I don't know.
Couldn't name him.
A lot of boy genius wins.
Yeah.
Anything else? Well,
and like SZA.
Taylor Swift.
And Taylor Swift.
So was it you who asked me who I was rooting for tomorrow? Oh,
yes.
No. Yeah.
Who are you rooting for tomorrow night?
Super Bowl, let me tell you, not the Chiefs.
Not the Chiefs?
No.
Who's the other team?
San Francisco? No.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
San Francisco. Is it Mahomes, that guy?
Maybe.
Mahomes?
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 I think so. I think he's on that. I just have a conspiracy going that it's rigged because of the Travis Kelce Taylor Swift relationship.
I feel like,
and then there's some kind of like like something going on behind the scenes that we don't
know.
But
I feel
about.
Like the Chiefs have to win because
that's what I'm
people
saying.
Paid for it as a stunt, right?
Like related to Taylor Swift.
Like a PR stunt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Or like, I don't know, but apparently you can bet on literally anything for tomorrow night.
Yeah,
like you can bet on how many times she like is shown on the TV or something. Like,
are you serious?
Something crazy.
That's
like,
yeah, people do bet like
random ass things.
Random things. Like, oh, the first touchdown is gonna come like 7 minutes into the second quarter or something. Like, what? Like, it's crazy.
You can literally bet on anything.
Yeah. Should we incorporate that into our watch party tomorrow?
Oh, I was going to say, should we read a gambling PSA?
That's so true.
Because.
Yeah, watch out.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Okay.
The next song is, another one of mine. And then.
Past Love?
Another one of yours, and then another one of mine, and then Fast Love. Okay. Maybe we'll play three and then speak again.
Okay.
So we can squeeze them all in.
Okay.
Okay, so this is Arthur Russell with Words of Love. This is one of my favorite songs, everyone. Okay, here it is.
Soft as a cherry, round as a peach. Into your pocket my slow hands can reach. To see what you carry up close to your thighs, reaching and looking right into your eyes. But if I could convince you that these are words of love, the heartache would instantly remain, but the pain would be gone. I wish I could see what you've got in your mind that makes your eyes restless on all that they find. Don't listen to me, I don't know more than you. But I know that I want you, but I don't know what to do. But if I could convince you to these are words of love, the heartache would instantly remain, but the pain would be gone. I've used all devices to get to your wit. I've tried every tool that I thought could maybe fit. But I see that there's nothing my fingers can touch to stroke your heart open to feel very much. But if I could convince you that these are words of love, the heartache would instantly remain, but the pain would be gone. You're too sweet to worry, I always had thought. Never bothered to ask why I like you a lot. You move your hand slow up my back with your heart. But now we're so close, yet feel so far apart. But if I could convince you that these are words of love, the heartache would instantly remain, but the pain would be gone.
Say it's
you and me.
Oh.
Hello everyone, it's time for the PSA portion of Pickled Beats. Set your limits, stick to them, track your bets, only bet what you can afford. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial community radio, and the NFL in conjunction with the National Council on Problem Gambling.
Thank you, Sabrina, for that important message.
You're welcome.
Okay. That was Tom Courtenay by Yo La Tengo. That was my top song last year.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It was a great song.
It takes me back to the concert where I had an intense migraine.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I still enjoyed it.
It's not their fault.
It's not their fault.
Great song. The Yo La Tengo is like famously married. The singer, and well, they're all singers. Two of them are married, and like I guess the guy wrote that song like for the girl, but it's like her parents were like from the film industry, so he like wrote it about like film people, but it was like also about her. I don't know. I read something else about that.
That's cool.
It's just cute. It's crazy that they're married.
That makes me think of the Saint Motel, like the for Elise, and it's just like he sings about muses.
Yeah,
that's a good song. Bring back Saint Motel.
I think I've heard
it's
of
so
it.
So good.
But I don't know if I've heard it. And before that, we heard "You and Me" by Penny and the Quarters.
Ugh, love that song.
So good.
Wait, say the story about how they found that.
Okay, I have stories for all of these songs. Okay, so that's from the movie Blue Valentine. That was a Sabrina pick, but I have a fun fact. That's from the movie Blue Valentine, which is really sad.
With Ryan Gosling.
With Ryan Gosling and Michelle Williams. And apparently that, so like the popularity of that song, because it's like pretty big even now, like on TikTok and stuff, like it's pretty, it's like a like everywhere song. But before that movie came out, it was like a lost recording, and so the guy who was making that movie found a tape of it because he wanted to like put an obscure love song in the movie, and that's entirely how it got, like
it was like gonna like, be lost to history.
They found it in like a Goodwill bin or something, like found the tape of it and then incorporated it into the movie, and then like that's how it was found. Like it is all due to that guy stumbling like, upon it and then putting it in the movie.
That's wild.
Crazy.
Also, I just feel like that's moving forward how like hits will be.
Yeah,
like Murder on the Dance Floor, same concept. Well, not that that was like lost to history, but yeah, like maybe we'll just go back.
I know,
and start instead of like,
yeah,
trying
that's
to
crazy that it was just almost lost to time.
It's so and then, nice.
I know. Wow. Okay, next song is your favorite.
Yes. Sorry. Yes. I'll just preface this by saying that I watched the Wham documentary with my sister over the break, the winter break, that is, and I just like rediscovered Wham, and like as a kid who always listens to Wake Me Up, that was my alarm clock song. Wow. For sixth grade, like middle school years.
Yeah.
Wake Me Up Before You and all that, and like 80s like core, you yeah know, like the neon stuff.
Very true.
My mom has good stories about how crazy that was in Nicaragua when she was little, like people would want to dress like them in tiny shorts.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is like an older or like a later,
yeah,
George Michael song that Maddie put me onto.
Because another story, Adele did a cover of this, I think when he died, but it's like super, super slow and like she breaks down in the middle of it. Mm. That's the only reason I know it. Sounds totally different, but it's so good.
And it has love in the title, so yes, you know, Valentine's,
yeah,
adjacent.
And it's, we've been listening to it recently.
Yes.
Okay.
So enjoy a more Fast upbeat
love
song.
By part one by George Michael.
Yeah. Couldn't stand the pain, and I would would love to love you, and that she will cry when she learns we are two. 'Cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if our new love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that she will cry when she learns we are two. If I fell in love with you,
we have to talk fast.
Okay.
I want to hear all the rest ones.
I know. Okay, those last three were mine. George Michael, Fast Love, Part
Hit.
One. The second one was I'll Be Seeing You, Etta James.
No, Billie Holiday.
Oh my God. Oops, sorry.
It's okay.
LOL. Billie Holiday. And then the Beatles, If I Fell. Okay, quick fun fact about each of them. Or I'll just
fast
go edit.
We're good.
Billie Holiday. We watched The Notebook recovering from appendicitis, and I was like, wow, that song...
And the movie holds up.
The movie holds up.
It
really stirred
it's
me.
It's still good.
And so, yes, top love song. And then what you just heard, If I Fell, famously Kurt Cobain's favorite Beatles song.
I did not
song.
Know that. Wow.
And there is a cover that, honestly, I should have put that on this
Ooh,
playlist.
I would like
but,
to listen to that.
It's a quite grungy cover, as you
Makes
would
sense.
Imagine. But, yes, famously.
Okay. Next song is a request from my mom. I don't know if she's tuning in. This is Love Is All Around by the Troggs, as made famous in Love Actually. You'll hear it.
Mm.
Okay, here it is.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Thank you.
My love, she speaks like silence, without ideals or violence. She doesn't have to say she's faithful, yet she's true, like ice, like fire. People carry roses, Valentine's can't buy her. Dime stores and bus stations, people talk of situations, read books, repeat quotations, draw conclusions. Failure's no success at all. Cloak and dagger dangles, madams light the candles, and ceremonies of the horsemen, even the pawn must hold a grudge. Statues made of matchsticks crumble into one another. My love winks, she does not bother. She knows too much to argue or to judge. The bridge at midnight trembles, the country doctor rambles, banker's nieces seek perfection, expecting all that wise men bring. The wind howls like a hammer, the night blows cold and rainy. My love, she's like some raven at my window with a broken wing.
Okay, we've come to the end of our hour. We have one song left. That was, by the way, Love Minus Zero, as covered by Joan Baez, originally written by Bob Dylan. That's like one of my dad's favorite Bob Dylan songs. Shout out, Doug. I don't know if he's listening.
We were just saying that, like, the songs we've chosen are very representative.
Stereotypical.
Like, the song, you know, like, our core taste. Artists of our taste, yeah.
I almost put Say Yes on here.
Oh, true.
And I didn't.
That would have been a good one to end on.
But now we're going to end with one of my mom's favorite songs. Ooh. Yellow.
Oh, wait, I forgot I put this on this there. Is, yeah. Wait, this is, yeah, let this, like, stay with you for the rest of this
yes.
night. The song is really...
True.
I know
great
it's
songs.
It's kind of like sappy when they like played on the radio, but if you just listen to it like with one
yeah,
other
yeah,
person
yeah.
like alone, like the song.
Okay.
The song crazy.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It is a beautiful song.
Aw. Okay, happy Valentine's Day. This is Maddie.
This is Sabrina.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio.
Enjoy Coldplay.
Enjoy Coldplay.
All the things you do. was called yellow. So then I took my turn. Oh, what a thing to have done. And it was all yellow. You are all.